Joining us live over the phone today is Jessica Lozier with the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. Jessica, good morning. Appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you so much. Well, a lot going on with the Chamber of Commerce for Southern Lincoln County at the Fossil Basin Chamber. You guys just had your annual member meeting, it sounds like, and quite a few things discussed there. Give us maybe a summary, if you could, of what happened at that meeting.
Yeah, we've had two big events this month. One was our fundraising gala, which was the first annual of it. We had a great turnout. We had 160 people come buy tickets. We had some silent auctions and raffles, and it went really good. We raised a lot of money, and we appreciate all the support from the community on that. We don't receive any other funding from the state or local government, so it's really, really important to us that we're able to raise money at that event, and it was successful. And then last week we had our member meeting. It was good. We just made a couple of changes to some things. And then we ended up setting some priorities for the year 2025. There's lots of downtown projects and things that the members want to see happen. Some educational opportunities. And so we have all those down, and we're just working as a board to start working on those and finishing up the projects that we had going on in 2024.
Perfect. Well, you certainly have been some great projects. Speaking of downtown, I noticed some big improvements recently at the Kemmer Triangle. The Chamber's really done some great work there in 2024. Summarize what you guys have done at Triangle Park in Kemmer.
Yeah. So in conjunction with the Wyoming Community Development Foundation, the City of Kemmer and Dream Custom Interiors, we've been able to fix all the repairs on the outside of the cabin. It's a log structure, so there was woodpecker holes and some damage, and repaint that. It had a lot of peeling and chipping paint. We were able to add exterior lighting. We're in the process of adding new benches. The benches out in front are really dilapidated and in bad shape. So they've been ordered and they'll get installed next spring. We also have permanent picnic tables that are getting installed next spring. As well as the Bell Monument, we were able to fix it. Dream Custom Interiors donated all the labor and the materials to fix that. We were able to add some landscaping. With the help of Williams Company, we were able to paint all the poles on the interior of the triangle. The flag poles and the antique light poles. And then we were able to buy enough paint to finish painting all the poles in downtown, which is about, I think there's 28 total. And we're in the process of trying to get those done this fall. So that's on our project list to finish up.
Perfect. Certainly some big improvements. Some more to come, as you mentioned, in 2025. Jessica Lozier this morning, Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce on the Weekday Wake Up. Jessica, you mentioned maybe some educational opportunities in the coming year as well for chamber members. Tell us about some of those items that were discussed.
Yeah. So last year we did six educational classes. We usually have those during the day on the third Tuesday or the third Wednesday of the month. This year, some of the members wanted classes on some technologies, like how to better utilize QuickBooks and different programs with their businesses. They wanted some classes on how to work around workers' comp in Wyoming and work with their office in a better way. How to open a new business. I'm trying to think what else the members brought up. I don't have the list in front of me, but those were three of the big ones. And how to raise your score on Google Analytics. What are some things you can do to increase your Google Analytics score? And so we're hoping to bring in some specialists in those areas, a lot of technology areas, to help local businesses be able to accomplish those things that they want to accomplish.
Very cool. It looks like there's some other ideas potentially for the future. Some that I really like, including a kids entrepreneurship either class or award or something like that. Tell us about that idea or proposal at this point.
Yeah. So one of the members of the chamber brought up that we should work with the school district to do some kind of kids entrepreneurship and tie it into farmers market somehow. Maybe have a section on that's just local kids that have completed an entrepreneurship class that we've done in conjunction with the school district. We're lucky to have the business teacher at the high school as part of our chamber. And so we would work with them, and then they would be able to sell their goods in a special section that was marked, and people would know at Farmers Market. And that was one idea that came from our meeting. I think it's a good idea. All of the ideas, we had about 50 ideas come out of the meeting, and of course the chamber can't accomplish all of those things. All of them I've got to check with the city, and for this one, the school district, on the feasibility of that project and their interest level in working together, right?
Excellent. Well, of course, other events up and coming. The chamber has taken care of an event, Halloween, in the Southern Lincoln area. So it sounds like that's going to happen again this year, right?
It is. It's going to be on October 30th from 4 to 6 down at the Triangle Park. It will have trunk or treating again. It will have the ghost train again, scavenger hunt. They'll have a costume contest. So it'll be the same fun event it was last year. And it will be on October 30th on the Triangle.
Perfect. So stay tuned for more details. That's coming October 30th, Triangle Park, presented by the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. Jessica Lozier this morning. Jessica, the chamber's so active, so involved, doing some great things. How can businesses become involved if they're not already?
Yep. So they can contact me or Nicole Anderson right now. We are about to staff the visitor center on the Triangle, and so the chamber would have access that businesses could come in and get an application. We hope to have that by January 1st. But until then, if they just reach out to one of the board members, we'll be happy to give them an application, and we'd love to see more businesses join. I think we're at about 60 businesses right now.
Perfect. And just to reiterate, it's not just for Kemmer-Diamondville. It's all of Southern Lincoln now, right?
It is, yes. It is Opal. We'd be happy to have Cokeville businesses and LaBarge businesses as well.
Jessica, thank you for your time. Anything we missed you'd like to mention?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Okay, that's Jessica Lozier, Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce on the SBI Radio Network.